Ernst Hatting, his wife, and their dog moved to Sydney from South Africa last July. The couple is saving up to buy a farm, which Mr. Hatting says they feel much safer doing in Australia.
I've always been interested in farming and I would like to settle on a farm one day. And I also figured that if I ever stand the chance of reaching my dream of farming and owning a farm, the best place would be and the safest place would be in Australia and not in South Africa.
The 34-year-old watched his grandfather sell the family farm outside South Africa's administrative capital, Pretoria, because it was too much of a risk to operate.
I remember visiting farms, most farms in South Africa, the farmers live in jails. They basically jail themselves in at night. It's fences, electric fences, barbed wires, burglar bars, and the farmers carry firearms almost on a daily basis out of the fear of farm attacks.
The issue of land ownership in South Africa is fraught. Almost 75% of its farmland is still owned by white farmers, a remnant of apartheid days, although white South Africans make up less than 10% of the population. Now, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton has told 2GB Radio the white farmers are facing violence and land seizures, and their plight is worthy of special attention.
I think in this circumstance, we do have to look at the persecution that's taking place. We have a huge South African expat community within Australia. They work hard. They integrate well into Australian society. They contribute and make us a better country, and they're the sorts of migrants that we want to bring into our country.
In response, the South Africa Foreign Ministry says in a statement, the threat Mr. Dutton refers to does not exist. The ministry says there is no reason for any government in the world to suspect a section of South Africans are under danger from its own democratically elected government. Regardless, the Human Rights Department is looking at options to potentially resettle the farmers under Australia's humanitarian program. Trade Minister Steve Chobo says it's an option he supports.
Let's be frank. If we see, in this case, people who are being thrown off their land, being persecuted, I've read some harrowing reports of people being shot, of rapes, of all sorts of different things, then I do believe that there's a role to be played.
But Human Rights Watch Australia Director Elaine Pearson has accused the government of hypocrisy.
It's interesting that the government is so moved by these stories. There does seem to be a racial element there. But if we look around the world, if we look at what's happening in Syria, in Myanmar, in other places in the world, there are people who really desperately need to find safety and sanctuary.
Australian National University International Law Professor Jolyon Ford says Mr. Dutton's remarks raise serious questions.
The question is this a pattern of persecution of a minority group in a multiracial society? In which case, asylum, you know, using the Refugee Convention, is not necessarily inappropriate. Or is it just a deeply violent society with some racial overtones and high levels of crime? In which case, you know, why would you single out white South African farmers as opposed to people in Colombia or Congo or anywhere, which is violent and unstable and high rates of violent crime? So it's a really difficult one. And the risk for the minister is, because there is so much violent crime against black South Africans too, the risk that this is seen as a sort of return to the white Australia policy in some respect.
A rights group representing the primarily white minority in South Africa has praised Mr. Dutton's comments, but says it is not in favour of mass emigration. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.